Oh, yeah, that's of course. I mean, especially over in Sheboygan, they've been doing the evacuations and stuff. Adam's been pretty involved with that, so I don't know if you've heard him out and about, but he's been working pretty closely with emergency management over there, and it sounds like CPSCO is on standby for helping out emergency management with the flooding problems. So it's a real big issue. We've got quite a lot of flooding going on down our way. The Boardman River is up so high. There was actually a construction site that was actually down near the river in the city, and there was like a backhoe and all sorts of heavy equipment down there that is now underwater. Go ahead, Chuck.
Good morning, Drake. And you're parking the airway there in the NHP. Yeah, we've been running shelters in Sheboygan County, Drake, keeping them open and shuttling people around. So Sheboygan County's been kind of a crazy mess. In fact, Adam, there was a point where he had a little panic when they issued the levee breach. He went running home because he thought he was going to have to pull the family out of the house there because he's in that close to that area, but fortunately it was after his location, so it wasn't too bad. And then he got called into the city fire department to evacuate people. So we had some massive traffic going on around the area last night and shuttling people, but I'm getting tired of working shelters. This is the 15th time we had to open up the shelter in Mackinac. All the others were for the bridge. Hi.
I can imagine what a nightmare this is, man. It's just, nobody signed up for this. Well, we did, but we didn't. It's kind of one of those situations, and it's a really odd time of year for it. It's not even, like, really peak storm crazy season, and we're getting all this crazy stuff, and it's, yeah, not good.
KCBSU.